The shuttering of our visitor industry cuts deep. It comes at a time when one of our mainstays of our entertainment industry has just marked its 50th anniversary. We spoke with Shaw Thompson recently about Tehachapi Productions, reflecting on the history of the company and the hard times ahead.
Can you imagine shutting down 13 shows statewide? I was trying to analyze the whole thing because when we went through 2008, the recession, it seemed horrifying to me. It was just horrifying when we'd lost about two-thirds of our business. But this is worse because everything's done and people are dying because of it. It does cause depression, but our people are so good. I mean, really, I'm so grateful that, you know, we just instructed everybody to go down to, and even there's even mishaps there. I mean, you stand in line for 3 hours and they get to the window and they say, oh, it was overloaded. And so the computers are down, et cetera, et cetera.
You're talking about the unemployment office.
The unemployment office. And just as a family alone, I mean, we gathered on, we had to laugh at the 12 people rule because I have 16 mo'opuna just to begin with and not counting the rest of us. But we did gather kind of for the last time until this blows over, just to have some concerted prayer, you know, to make sure that we're not just concerned about ourselves, our family, but about our sweet little state and our country. I mean, when I hear that Italy surpassed China in death, that really wakes you up and tells you this is for sure a pandemic, you know.
And your company has been in business for 50 years. You just marked that major milestone.
Can you believe that? Catherine, I remember it so well. I was just a girl. I mean, really just a young girl right out of high school because hula was a part of my life, my family's life. We just did it. And, you know, when they told me I could get paid for doing it, did I freak out? Of course, I thought that was illegal. It had to be illegal. But then, you know, that sweet little thing that we do when we're happy or even when there's no reason to really celebrate, we celebrate with the hula. And so that's what I've been paid for 50 years. But it's changed a little bit now, maybe a whole lot because my kids now run it. Misty is, Fatia is the president and Misty Mokihana is the vice president. Boy, do they do well for it. When I was dancing, if I might just go and tell you my side of it, when I was a dancer out at the Pukapuka Otea, you know, and then Auntie Haunani Kahalevai came by, took me to Australia. And as I traveled the world, my whole life was just dancing hula, dancing Tahitian, dancing anything Polynesian. And that's all I did. Today, my dancers they've all been to college, they have degrees, they have daytime jobs. It's a different ball game now. 50 years, we were at the right place at the right time, gifted with the ability to share culture. But today, the kids all have daytime jobs along with this. They still do this. A lot of them, make more money from dancing at night or in the shows than their daytime job. But they still do it because that's part of their life, you know, our life. Thank God my kids went to college and carried on.
Well, you know, as you look back over your time, you know, you are passing the baton on to the next generation. You know, what are you telling your kids as we're facing this crisis?
You know, I didn't have to tell Fatia and Misty Mokihana very much because they reminded me when I was dancing that they were backstage doing their homework. They were part of this whole thing we call life. But when they came home, they tend to lead differently, and I'll tell you what I think it is. It was kind of the wild, wild west when I was dancing. When I was at Elaine Frisbee's at Pukapuka Otea, where the old Queen Surf was, we didn't have a dressing room in the beginning. We all had a bush like that, and you hung your dancing outfits, your bras and everything. And we could change clothes, change costumes, I don't know, in 4 minutes without exposing yourself at all and still went on and danced. Today they have beautiful dressing rooms and big mirrors and they still pick flowers and things, but we used to go up to the mountain and really our own haze and hakus and all of that. Today, I know for a time, I don't know what they're doing now, but for a time we had all the tea leaves delivered to all 13 shows, dropped at the shows per week or every other week or whatever it was, and you make your tea leaf skirts, and it's a whole different ball game. What I'm really thankful for is the kids have kept the family unity, if you will, because when Tehati and I were leading, when we were going to make a major change, we consulted with our instructors like Yona Tiripa'ia and Pulefano Ngale'ai and Joe Reka and Sam Bernard. We'd come in and say, what do you think? Maybe we should do this or that. How can we, you know, deliver this show with more joy, with more authenticity, without being tacky, without just being commercial? We do that. Today, the kids know it. They know what to do. They make decisions among themselves, and then they present it, and it's wonderful. It's just, I don't know how that happened. It's just a different ball game. If they're careful to make sure that the authenticity and what Hawaii has to offer is real, and I mean, it's just different. I still think I'm a little bullyish, if you will. I still think that I have all this wisdom I want to impart, and I go down sometime and I make some suggestions, and sometimes they listen and sometimes they don't. But I am so grateful that our people, those especially that don't have other jobs that depend on Tihati Productions as their living. To me, that's the difference. That the difference is that we had a unit, if you will. Now the burden, if you will, the burden and the hardship lies on my two kids. And they, while they care as intensely that I did, it's different. They decide and they take them, you know, then whatever mistakes they make, you eat it. And if it isn't a mistake, then you're grateful that you didn't make that mistake, you know. And I just observe kind of from the sidelines. But I still insist when we have gatherings that I do a hula for everybody or bang up a Tahitian number. That's fine with me.
You know, I was at the bookstore and I saw your book marking, you know, this big anniversary. And so I bought it and just, you know, flipping through the pages and looking at those images, you know, what a wonderful thing. And I'm sure you were so proud when you were able to bring the show to Washington, D.C. at the White House when Barack Obama was president.
Yeah. I'll tell you, we played for people like the King of Thailand and other big prominent people, but to be able to play for our president was amazing. I was just sorry that I wasn't sharp enough to take some of my grandbabies. I mean, our youngest of 16 is only 2.5, and man, he can do that knife dance without the fire. He dances, he sings, he's all, and we insist that anybody in the living room that's there better watch and applaud and you know, encourage. Oh, he's a little ham, and his name is Tihati. He's named after his grandpa. And every time he walks in, I have to go outside and take some tea leaf off the bush and make his tea leaves around his head and his legs and make sure that he's able to perform at least once for whoever is here. I wish I did that. But what is amazing is to, you know, when I first got the call, I really, when I say that the company operates like a family, I proudly say that because I was in my office one morning and my secretary came in and she said, Shah, the White House is on the phone. And I said, okay. And I picked it up and I said, yeah, right. And I live in the Brown House. And there was dead silence. And the gentleman came on and said, ma'am, my name is such and such. And I'm speaking on behalf of Barack Obama, our president. I nearly fell off my chair. I immediately started to talk howly because I'm telling you, I was tongue-tied and I said, I'm sorry. And he said, the president would like for you to come bring your show to Hawaii for the very first luau ever. And I couldn't breathe. And I said, okay. And I'm sure he thought, okay, who's this silly mini that cannot speak? But, you know, and then he gave me all the instructions. And I hung up and I went into my son's office and I stood there and I said, I have to talk to you, because I was still, you know, the CEO of the company. And he said, okay, I'll come in, Mom. And he came in and I said, the president wants us to come. And he smiled and he thought, because, you know, we jive with one another and whatever idea he has, I try to crush it so that he never gets conceited. But he thought I was pulling something. And then when I explained, we both sat there and we nearly cried. I mean, we still think of us as the hula girl and the singer, you know. And then the plan started. And I'm telling you, we were amazed how Hawaii's people gathered around us and the hotels that we had contracts with, the Hilton Hawaiian Village and Jerry Gibson, said, how much you need? 10,000, whatever. And the hotel started paying, because as you know, the government cannot pay our way. And so everybody got money and just sent us off. And we...
What an honor.
Cute one.
What an honor.
Oh, I'm telling you. And when we got there, the silliest things happened that really should just be for us. But you're Catherine, so I'm going to share it with you. We get there and we have our own dressing room in the White House. And I'm more interested in the history because I'm a history buff. And I'm looking at all the bigger-than-life photos of pictures, the frames of all the first ladies and what have you. And then we come to one, and the man is saying, that the White House was built, and he's giving us all that. And I chime in simply to say, and my daughter and my son roll their eyeballs, and I say, are you aware that Hawaii had running water and a toilet and electricity before the White House? I mean, and there's a, you know, they're giving this to us as a private tour. And they're thinking, oh, no, there goes Mom. And he says, the man says, I think I have heard of that. Oh, and so I want to tell all about our little dot in the middle of the Pacific. And I go and tell them what Kalakaua did. And she says, would you like to come here and up front? And I say, oh, no. They all know. My people know.
You have so many wonderful memories, and we hope that your company will be back to work and that the kids will power through. Imua?
God bless you all, and we'll keep plugging along.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sha.
Oh, aloha mau.
Okay.
Aloha.
That was Sha Thompson, founder of Tahati Productions, reflecting on the highs and lows of the company as it has just marked its Golden Jubilee.